Great day, followers. Guess who's back? Yes, it's your girl, your favorite podcaster, is back on Can We Talk with Jewel. I know it's been just about a week and a half, right? I know since I dropped that last bomb. What a breakthrough, ladies and gentlemen. I know the votes came in, and you know what? You guys wanted to see those receipts, and I did just that. I dropped it for you. You know, those of you that know me well know that I don't care who you are. If you do the crime, then you do the time. And I don't care if these homegrown terrorists are in my family or right next to me. Okay? I'm going to expose it, whatever the case may be. So, listen, let's jump right on in. You know, it literally took me over 24 hours to post those Three Stooges, by the way. You know, they were really trying to keep me from putting that up there and proving my case that, you know, these clowns over here have been trying to set me up for some time, and to have that footage was a huge breakthrough. And those of you who've followed us from day one, when we started the 40-week fast, you guys had no idea all that I was enduring and pushing through, and I told you guys it was huge. And, you know, I want to thank those of you who did the 40-week fast with us, and prayed with me, prayed for me, and helped, you know, Father give an open window for me to crawl out of and say, Lord, I need you to show me all of those who have been plotting and conspiring and trying to set me up and stealing from me and X, Y, and Z. And our Father did just that. And I'm so humbled. I'm so gracious. I can't thank him enough. And, you know, as for the rest of the co-conspirators in my family that weren't caught on Candid Cam, I'm sure they're somewhere trying to leave the country or, you know, trying to clear their name, but it is what it is. You know, as of now, we still have the Freemasons still going strong with trying to make me and the story disappear as quick as possible, and Lord knows who else within their group is pushing for that to happen as well. But I'm not going anywhere, y'all. I'm going to be right here. I'm going to keep you guys posted as long as I can, even though they still got me on close surveillance, y'all, with these hackers and trackers. You know, and if that's not bad enough, they're still working up behind the scenes and trying to cause some undercover illnesses here and there that hopefully wouldn't be detected, you know, kind of throwing a rock and hiding your hand. Nothing new with the organization. But as of today, I'm healthy, I'm mobile, I'm blessed, not stressed. And I wanted to get on and share that with you. I have already, because I know some people reached out to me and said, wow, this is major. I mean, have you alerted the federal officials several times? Let them know this is a life and death situation. I don't know what's going on in those offices, if they're twiddling their thumbs. Let's hope they have the alphabet boys and girls on it behind the scenes doing what they're supposed to be doing. But, yes, for those who have asked, I have notified everybody and their mama as to what's been going on. I mean, what else can you do, right? If they don't want citizens to get guns, right, in this regime, supposedly, and go ham and take out all of these people who are harassing and terrorizing, then we are to trust our government, right, and that they have things under control and they will protect their citizens' best interests. So I think this will ultimately be, if anything, a testimony as to whether or not we will have to defend ourselves going forward, and say, screw this whole gun rhetoric that you guys try to to shove down our throats. If you're not going to do the job, then we will have to ultimately. And so, just hashtag, where were you? Right? That's what I'm thinking. We're going to, when anyone comes to ask you, well, why you have a gun all of a sudden? Hashtag, where were you when I needed you? Okay. So, that's where we're going with that. Anyway, I got on today, like I said, to let you guys know I'm healthy, I'm mobile. I'm also going to share with you guys some family pics, which I rarely do because I try to protect my little ones from a lot of things these groups do with photos and stuff like that. But, you know, as I want to pay homage to God for bringing me this far, my ancestors, angels, guardians, I'm coming boldly to the throne with my family and thanking them for the protection and the love, even from the grave, y'all, and bringing us here and keeping us safe. So I'm very grateful, and you guys may get a little cameo treat of my little ones for the first time. But let me tell you guys something. I can't emphasize enough how our Father has revealed these cover-ups. And that's the excitement. You hear it in my tone because it's been a long time. And, you know, when you know something and you're trying to explain to people that it's a lot of people involved in this. This is, you know, this is some heavy stuff. You know, unless people are tuned in and understand how these underground networks operate, it's hard to believe that they would do all of this to one woman and her children. But it happens every day, and that's why I work so hard for you guys, letting you know that these women and children who go missing every day, it's not by accident. They are stalked out, and I can testify to it. I'm talking about cameras in your private spaces. These things are planned out way ahead of time. And it's by far time that we shed light on what's been going on. You know, I've interviewed Sister Dr. Nina Ritchie about her story internationally. And it just, you know, the way she reached out to me and said, oh, my gosh, Jewel, that's what I'm going through over here in a whole nother country. It was like I said, this aha moment. This organization is running lawlessly. People are going missing. And those of us that are bold enough to speak up, that's how we saved our lives. We're not doing this to be cute and just funny. We are speaking up to save our lives and alert you guys, hey, you know, we are being targeted here. And so we pushing back. So, you know, please know that people are being bribed in communities. We're not talking just a few family members, which is bad enough, but we're talking entire communities will chip in where they fit in to do harassment, gang stalking, whatever they can for this organization just to get a little piece or divvy up of that pie, of that money going around. So, this is huge. This is huge. Those of you who know, I have a background in anti-money laundering. And I always said that, you know, when I jumped into the field, of course, everybody who's in here wants to be the best at what they do, right? And I had no idea that I was going to be thrown this far in the mix to have to fully experience a community laundering funds and going undetected. So I was saying to a friend the other day, it's funny because there is no typology for a community of peer-to-peer transactions for human trafficking and so forth. So hopefully, you know, my story, Dr. Ritchie's story, and many other women that come forward can change the game and open the eyes of those investigators who really catch on to what's going on in these groups and really look deeper into these life insurance claims and policies and how they're invested into right before people supposedly disappear. So some really good stuff hopefully will come from all of this, and it's really a good day. Not only if our good law enforcement wanted to view it as much as the bad ones want to bury this information, I think our country would be a better place. What do you guys think? And I keep on putting the pressure on them, because here's the thing, right? They keep telling us as citizens, hey, you know, don't go out there and get guns and put things into your own hands and want to retaliate and go crazy, you know, when God forbid you're targeted, you're harassed, you're this and that. But it's only so many times you can report something, and they keep turning a blind eye and not moving on it until, God forbid, something happens to you, and then everyone's pointing fingers as to who was accountable, who saw what email and didn't forward it to what report should have been, could have been. A lot of that would be cut out if everybody just got a gun, and we don't need to worry about that whole chain of command and lack of accountability. So it's just something to think about as the story continues to unfold. But I want to thank all of you supporters who encouraged me to speak up and speak out and expose these crime rings, right? Because for those that have experienced it, know that, one, it's not easy, especially when they conduct these humiliation rituals and try to harass you and make things difficult for you and your children. You know, it's very easy for someone to clam up and feel like they're not protected and they're not heard. And to actually speak up, it's a real message back to the enemy that you're not gonna put me in that box. It's not gonna happen. Not today, not tomorrow, not ever. Okay? So at the end of the day, me and my children survived it. And how it plays out from here is all in the hands of our government's law officials in terms of accountability. And so, again, please check in and hashtag where were you, you know, as it develops. And also our hashtag Freedom Project, which I started several months ago, for those that are being trafficked and all of that. So please keep those hashtags going. And let everyone know my story as well as Dr. Richie's story as well. Just know that I stood my ground, y'all, so that none of you would ever have to after me. I said no more to trafficking, to organ harvesting, these underground rituals, these supposed destiny swap attempts, and energy weapons that are being illegally used and tested on people to keep their mouths shut. No more. No more. And we're not going to be quiet about it. We don't really care about what people think we have to say. We're just going to be candid because we endured it, right? We were victimized by it. So, and that's another thing we're going to talk about in our healing series coming up with Dr. Steph, which I'm so excited to really delve into and help other people heal, not just from these kinds of off-the-wall attacks, but, you know, learning how to go into your own kind of hermit mode, gathering your voice to speak up, speak out, and really not really caring who you lose along the way, because at the end of the day, if they were a rider, right, they would have been there, right? They would have sit there and listened to people try to gaslight the situation and create these false narratives to further victimize the individual. So that's something we're going to delve into in the upcoming week, and I hope it helps some people out there. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know what I got to say to all of this, guys? And I said it before, one of my podcasts, if you follow me, Techmate, baby, Techmate. in the upcoming days. Either way, you will see all that I have presented to you guys to be true. And if our government answers the call, I can tell you guys more of the story. If not, just hit that replay button from day one, and you can follow how it all transpired. God forbid if anything should happen, but you guys will see either way. I told the truth, and this is what unfolded from it. So definitely, if you haven't listened to the prior podcast and this is all kind of new to you and you're like, what happened? What's going on? Go back to day one. You'll see that, you know, the struggle was real. And, you know, it's just a lot of people working together on inheritance scheme and investing in life insurance within the community to all come up off of, my downfall, unfortunately. And I found my voice through it all, started a podcast, and here I am today. While being attacked and victimized, I spoke through it and gained a little bit more bass in my voice as I came through. So happy to be here, happy to be a representative for those people that have gone through some of this, survived, and for those that have not survived, may you all rest in peace. May God continue to use me to be a voice for you all, and may you be guides out there to those that are right now still going through it, still being trafficked through these tunnels underground that's not being looked into, but hopefully you guys can somehow be a guide to these little children and women and men that have just gone missing, and everyone kind of shrugs their shoulders and act like they don't see what's happening here. So hopefully the next time you guys hear from me, I can report that our government stepped up, right? We're hoping, fingers crossed, and I'm still in good health, and they did the right thing. Right? That's what we're hoping. So those who follow the podcast, they say, you know, prayer goes a long way. So let's pray that they do the right thing, right? But either way, the word is out about these dark practices, these sacrifices. And so all I can say, guys, is God is simply amazing. I'm here today to live another day, to tell my story boldly to you guys, not feel any kind of way about it, because I'm here, guys, and that's what counts the most, right? Whether I had to move from this location, that location, drop family members along the way because I found out that they were over here scheming, hey, listen, that's all part of the story, and God is still using me. So I want to thank you guys for pushing, encouraging, and supporting the podcast, because I'm so humble, guys. I am. I feel humbled. I feel blessed. And most importantly, I feel grateful that the Lord has chosen me to be a voice and to save lives in the future. So keep pushing me, guys. Keep pushing me out there to be a representative for those of us that have dealt with this, those of you who know about these practices, that these occult practices that this group does. Listen, it's a safe space here to speak up. Let it be known that you have been witnessed or you have been accosted to take a bribe, to harass someone, to do something to someone. Because once we solidify what's going on and more voices come together, we could take back our country. Because this is the where it's going is hell in a handbasket. You hear me? So, yeah, I encourage you guys to speak up, say something if you know something. And, of course, please continue to support this podcast with donations. We ask you just about every week, you know, if you can donate a dollar, it can go a long way. I try to post some of the different people we have helped support throughout the world, because we don't just help people locally, which we've had. I know those of you seen, we help people who were in fires and lost their homes and had nothing, down to elderly who simply just couldn't pay an electric bill and didn't know what to do, was going into, you know, this a straight panic, and we came through for them. But we also have an outreach to different areas in Africa, and you guys have seen testimonies on our social media pages where they were able to now have something to eat. Because in some of these other regions, if you think we have it bad, it's 10 times worse. And so we're trying to definitely reach out there and help them, because we don't want them to be victims of sex trafficking and organ harvesting just because they're not doing well. So every dollar counts. We encourage our followers to donate $13 a month if you can. I know it's not easy. It's hard for everyone. But, you know, if you can donate a good plate of food once a month to somebody, I think that's not too much to ask. But with that said, I want to thank you guys for supporting us. Look out for those videos. I don't know. I might throw in one of my hacked videos from my Ring camera, so you guys can see some of the talents that organization uses to hack cameras. So I want to share that with you, because I know a lot of people rely heavily on their Ring camera and think that they are secured because they posted up. No, baby, that could be hacked. And I got the receipts on that to show you. There's a whole apocalypse going on where my Ring camera is. But I might throw that in, depending. But I'm definitely going to just try to cheer you guys up with a picture of me and my loved ones just enjoying the day and happy to be healthy, mobile, breathing, all is well. So, again, thank you for supporting me, the podcast, and I look forward to hearing from you guys soon. I want to post some of your comments up. I think I did have a comment of support last week from Mr. BJ Combs, if I'm not mistaken. And I want to thank you, sir, because you know that was not easy to come out and tell people that some of your loved ones are out here trying to set you up. And for you to tell me to be strong and to fight through it, sometimes it's just that one voice that gives you that extra push and feel like, you know, I'm not alone here. There's other people that have these family issues that people just don't say anything about. They don't want to share with anyone because they don't think anyone will believe them. Whatever the case may be, just knowing that there's a brother like you out there giving love, showing support, and backing me up, it really, really meant a lot. So I appreciate it. Kudos to you, and please continue to support the podcast. Until we meet again, guys, thank you, and bye.